Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all-in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Okay, welcome to the All In Podcast Show. Today I have a special guest, Jess Tiffany. I'm excited to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here, Danny.
All right. So I always like to just jump right into the nitty gritty and find out a little bit about your background, like where you grew up, right? And a little bit about your history there.
Sure. Yeah, I was originally born in a tiny little town called Ellendale, North Dakota. Moved to Minot, North Dakota and grew up there. And somehow along the way, I dated this redhead in high school for a short little period of summer, and then lost track of her for like 12 some years, ran into her parents and they said, oh, she's living in Minneapolis. And they gave me an email to get a hold of her. And then we ended up getting married about a year later. Wow. And then I moved to Minneapolis to be here. And so now we're out kind of just in the suburb outside of Minneapolis. But I run a couple different companies, but kind of our biggest one right now is the MNU Digital, which is a digital marketing agency. So we focus on that. I did write a bestseller on LinkedIn marketing, which is this guy right here, Growth Hacking, Strategically Grow Your Business Connections from 0 to 10,000 in 365 days, which is just kind of my journey of the first 10,000 on LinkedIn. And now we're over 28,000, almost 29,000 connections. But and then we've also published over 200 books. We do book publishing, help people run bestseller campaigns for Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. So those are kind of our, so basically kind of the publishing and marketing kind of go together. And that's our biggest thing we're doing right now.
So. Nice. So there was a key thing you kind of skirted over there, right? That I kind of caught onto, and it's at least what I honed into, right? Was you talked about your wife, right? And that 12-year gap there, right?
Four kids, yes.
Yeah. Right. So, there was a 12-year gap where you weren't together, right?
Yes.
Right. So, obviously, that takes some consistency and some heart searching to connect, right?
Yeah, it did. It was we just just kind of, I emailed her and I said, hey, I'm going to be in Minneapolis for a business convention thing, and she tricked me, but basically, she took me to, like, we had one day to go on a date. So she took me to church, and then we went to like the falls that are local and the lake that's local and this pizza joint called Fat Lorenzo's. The pizza is just fat, just full of the fat and it's delicious. And I was like, wow, living in Minnesota was not so bad, because I was going to die in North Dakota. That was my plan. I was going to live there, die there, everything. And now that I'm here, I don't want to go back to North Dakota. So.
Right. That's good. Fun stuff. Right. So, tell me a little bit about, you talked about, the businesses that you have and you're running now. Right. So, but what was your first thing that you started? Right.
Well, that's a great question. Well, so if you go way back, I started, I conned the church, the pastor's wife to let me walk around with a little pink Avon bag and smile at grandmas, and they would just give me money basically. And it was, I was like, wow, this is easy. You just walk up and smile and they give you money. And so that kind of got me into the whole sales thing. But fast forward that, I learned self-publishing first. That's kind of where I made some of my seed money. And then we invested that money into the Marketing and Networking University, which was our online education platform, which we ended up spinning off the digital marketing agency from. So there's kind of a big long path to get to where we are today. But so it's kind of like, sales led to more sales led to business. So
right, that's good. So as you started that journey, right, and you've gotten to where you're at now, right, what have been some of the, we'll call them major setbacks, right, things that may have occurred during building it?
I'd say for me, I tend to be kind of a big picture person, and I kind of get that shiny object syndrome. So I did, quite a few times I jumped from this to this project and realized, I need to get back to the core, that 20% that's actually making me money. you know, and kind of let some of that other stuff go, you know, the other brilliant ideas that you have, or you think you have along the way. And so I, you know, tend to get distracted sometimes, which slows down your growth of your main core business when you get distracted like that sometimes. So that is something. The other thing is imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. When I first started training people, you know, with on LinkedIn and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, you look at some of the other people who've been doing it for 5-10 years longer, and you're like, well, gosh, they got, you know, 30,000 more followers than I have, even though I have, you know, a lot, you know. And you kind of judge yourself based on the success of other people, and then it kind of defeats your brain a little bit. So getting over that and just realizing, you know, I do add value, you know, because there's, you know, 5 million, 10 million, 100 million, whatever it is, people that don't know as much about LinkedIn and marketing and stuff that I do know.
Right.
And so, you know, you reach out to those people and help them develop and help them become better and reach out, you know, to serve people. And then, of course, in that process of serving, you get better and better and better at delivering the product that you're offering. So it's kind of it's a mindset change to realize that what your value that you bring is, and to focus on what you can do to help other people instead of what other people have done for, you know, separate from you.
Okay. So if you're looking at where you started at, right? So when you started publishing, right? So I think a lot of people, especially if they're in that phase of just starting out where they're trying to figure some things out, how did you like decide, like, this is what I'm doing? Was it based off of previous skill sets, or was it just area of interest, or what was the decision there?
Yeah, well, at the time it was just kind of money. I mean, it grew and changed over time, you know, into, you know, more service based. But in the beginning, I was just like, you know, I need something to do to make a little extra money. And so I went to this internet seminar and they said, okay, you can do these things. You can do AdWords. You can, you know, buy domains and resell them. And, you know, so I dabbled in some of that stuff. But the one that stuck for me was in the very early days of Kindle, when it came out, you could just basically take any book that was out of copyright and republish it. Mm-hmm. And so we started doing that, and then we started hiring ghostwriters and actually writing new books, and then we and then we'd hire editors and graphic designers, and, you know, basically run through and create these books. And then over time just shifted to where I actually wrote my book and helped other people do a couple bestseller campaigns, and then we started branching that out, and now we've, you know, again, we're up to over 200 and some books. So
right. So it's, you know, it's always fascinating to me to see, because sometimes we may have this grand vision, right, and it's probably not the thing that you're going to wind up at, right? Because there's going to be, you know, some meandering, right? So you figure some things out, right, and some distractions, right?
Of course.
Is there a certain niche that you focus on with the book writing? Is there one that's more dominant than others, or is it across the board?
I focus mostly on entrepreneurs now, because when I was building my LinkedIn, I kind of said, okay, who are my ideal clients, my dream clients, you know, the people who I want to employ over the next 5 to 10 years, who are my mentors and my dream authors, mentors, stuff like that. And I intentionally built my network around those people. So because of that, you know, I've been able to network with some of the most well-known people on the planet. And, since those are the people that I talk to the most, I figure that makes sense to target them, you know, work with them the most. So, sure. So that would be where I work mostly. So.
Right. Cause I know that, you know, that's again, another interesting point is, like, you know, a lot of times people are like, you know, define your avatar. Who do you serve, you know, most, right? Who do you serve best, right? And a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah. I was going to say, our digital marketing agency, of course, we just work with small business owners and help them develop, you know, marketing strategies and all that stuff. But as far as the books, typically the publishing, that's, I focus it on the entrepreneurs mostly.
Right. Okay. That's good. So if someone's listening to this and they're in that place in the foothills of, you know, trying to figure some things out, what would be one thing you'd share with them to gain clarity?
Yeah. Well, it's as far as building your personal brand, you know, even if you have a company, you know, you really want to work on your personal brand, because if anything changes in your life or situation or something, or you have to abandon that business for some reason, you know, bankruptcy, whatever it is, at least you still have that core of your personal brand. So it helps you be more versatile. So if you can, you know, it's kind of a hack, but, you know, writing a book gets you to the top of Google almost all the time,
right?
Because Amazon, you know, sells your book, or you know, Barnes and Noble, all these high-end places end up selling your book. So when somebody types in, you know, your name, you can be, you're usually right on the top, and sometimes you even get your own little snippet on the side, you know, your own custom snippet. Right. So there's a lot of value in just on the search engine optimization side, but not to mention the credibility it adds, because most people don't ever write a book. So I would say focus on, you know, building a personal brand, having integrity, being honest, you know, doing your best work that you can, and just make sure you, you know, don't, you know, you don't want to tarnish your name if you're using a personal brand. But as long as you have a good heart and are genuine, I think that'll make a big difference.
Right. Nice. Love it. Right. that's good stuff. Right. So, you know, from the perspective of someone that now that they've, you know, say they've written a book, right? And of course, I'm sure you help them with marketing strategy and all that type of stuff, right? What would you say the biggest challenge that you face when you're working with someone that has written a, you know, or that you helped get to this point now where they've written a book and they've had some success there? What's the biggest challenge that they face that you consistently see?
Wow. I think, you know, part of it is the realization that writing a book doesn't make you very much money. It really is a gateway into bigger things. And so some of the secrets are is having some sort of lead magnet or some sort of funnel on the back end that, so when you write a book, you have a link that's included. So when they're in the ebook, they can just click on it and it takes them to somewhere where they can go deeper with the author, whether it's a newsletter, you know, a free, we give out a free LinkedIn marketing cheat sheet for a lot of our clients. They like that. You know, there's different things you can do. But it also allows you to have the opportunity, especially if you own a business on the back end, is to have more opportunities to speak, because you have more credibility, you get more speaking gigs, you know, and paid speaking gigs, you know, can be anywhere from, you know, $500 to $5,000 per speaking engagement sometimes. Right. And, you know, you can really start creating a brand that way, and you'll sell more books at the events, you know, you sell books there, you get a higher price for the, you know, a higher override because you're, you know, buying the books in bulk and then reselling them that way. It just brings a lot of opportunity. So I guess that would be my answer to that.
Right. Good stuff. So what's your life vision? Like what's the big thing that you want to accomplish and be remembered for?
Well, ultimately I want to, get my business. And this is one of the challenges, is just getting the right people in place. You know, bringing in some staff, bringing in the right people to help you grow and sustain the business so that I can walk away from it. That's ultimately, and I don't mean walk away like, you know, just completely, but walk away as far as being able to buy a lot of the time back so I can give that back to my family. I want to spend more time with my kids. I want to travel the world more and just really sow into my kids' future. And then also, you know, we like to do like trail life is like a scouting thing for my son, and we do one for our daughters that we go to, and I want to be able to, you know, be there for more events and things like that. So
right. Okay. Good stuff. Right. So well, how do people find out more about you, Jess?
Great. We have several different places you can go. If you Google Jess Tiffany, you'll find tons and tons of stuff. But LinkedIn is my number one networking website. We did launch the social media platform, or in the process, it's in beta, called Jester.com. So that's our upcoming project. I am on the Rev It Up with Jess Tiffany podcast. And we interview people, I suppose, similar to this a little bit. But JessTiffany.com and JessTiffanyConsulting.com.
Okay, love it. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here, Jess. Thank you for taking the time to share your message with the world, and continue to doing great work out there.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Appreciate it.
All right.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.